Katy Country 94 weather.
Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit is your one-stop destination for all your buying and selling needs. Whether you're a seasoned buyer or a first-time seller, they have you covered. Their expert team will guide you through the process, ensuring maximum exposure and top dollar for your asset. In the market to buy, their list of properties has something for everyone. But that's not all. Hanson Auction Realty specializes in estate sales, farm equipment, antiques, and more. Call Hanson Auction Realty 738-8932 or browse their website, hansonauctionrealty.com, to see upcoming auctions and available properties.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. High of 65 this afternoon under clear skies, southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows level off around 36. 55 tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 45 Saturday under partly cloudy skies. 47 Sunday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 55.
Kintu Auto Repair in Osborne is here to get you fixed up and back on the road safely. Clint and the staff of certified technicians can service all makes and models. They do maintenance including oil changes and vehicle inspections and can repair brakes, engines and transmissions, AC and heating systems, muffler and exhaust systems, and they can diagnose and repair any electrical problems or warning lights that are staying on. Call Kintu Auto Repair today at 75-345-4000 or stop in Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Kintu Auto Repair, located at 209 West Main in Osborne.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
A recent report by Kansas Appleseed looked at school lunch policies across the state of Kansas to see how schools treat children and families who have meal debt. In many districts, kids can be singled out if their parents don't pay the bill. About two-thirds of Kansas districts have policies that say students with overdue accounts get an alternative meal or snack. It's sometimes a cheese or peanut butter sandwich, and other districts just a granola bar or crackers. Some districts prohibit kids with certain levels of debt from participating in after-school activities. At least nine school districts have policies that say certain levels of debt can even trigger a call to the State Department of Children and Families to report abuse or neglect. A neighboring district could have a great policy, but your district is potentially reporting kids to DCF, said Martha Turhar, one of the authors of the Kansas Appleseed report. That disparity is something that affects kids, she says. DCF officials said they don't track whether or how many abuse reports come from school districts, but few, if any, likely stem from unpaid meal balances. Turhar said punitive policies cause added stress for students and parents who are already struggling with rising costs. Even if they're enforced sparingly or not at all, she said, the policies are a problem. In Phillipsburg, the official lunch policy says children who owe more than $20 have to pay for meals or bring a sack lunch from home. If the student doesn't bring a lunch, he or she will be provided a sack lunch consisting of a cold cheese sandwich, fruit, vegetable, and milk, the policy says. The sack lunch will be available for pickup in the office before lunch. Phillipsburg Superintendent Mike Gower said that may be the rule on the books, but it's not the common practice. School officials from several other Kansas districts agreed children who want a school lunch always get one. Student meal debt in Kansas is over $23 million this year, about six times what districts reported in 2019. According to the Appleseed report, districts usually cover shortfalls out of their general fund or through donations. About 40% of districts turn unpaid debt over to collection agencies or courts. For 2 years during the COVID pandemic, federal subsidies allowed all students to eat free at school, regardless of whether they met income guidelines for free meals. Since then, nine states have passed laws to keep school lunches and meals free for everyone. Last fall, the state of Colorado put the question to voters, who overwhelmingly said yes. This school year in Kansas, Topeka is the first district to offer free lunches to all students. Wichita serves free breakfast to everyone, using a federal program for districts with high numbers of low-income students. Anti-hunger advocates said the state could use some of its $2 billion surplus to offer reduced-price lunches across the state. Kansas Appleseed also recommends ending debt collection policies and changing ones that could shame or punish students for unpaid meal balances. It is the duty of our public school system to make sure that kids are educated, Turhar said. But she added, they can't be educated if they're not fed. That full story is on our website, katycountry94.com. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th and Independence in Beloit, and their satellite location, Concordia Osmond Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment, or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. There's a community luncheon, dine in, a curbside carryout today. Meatballs, cheesy potatoes, green beans, cookie, water bottles provided. That will be today from 11 to 12:30 at the Boost Ministries Blessing House, 120 North Campbell in Beloit. Free will donation to help others. Holiday pack a party this Saturday from 1 to 3 at North 40 Apalkes Highway 24 in Osborne. A Mountain Christmas Memory Christmas play this Saturday from 6:30 to 9 in the evening at Grace Brethren Church there in Portis. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, katycountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
As K-State continues to roll players in, Sides goes all the way to the basket and an and one.
And Taryn Sides has really been able to find her groove in the minute she's put in.
Phillipsburg native Taryn Sides putting the K-State women up 36-4 in the second quarter after a free throw in the end one opportunity as K-State went on to roll over McNeese 101-39. We'll have more on the game coming up in the sportscast. KU women were also in action on Wednesday night. Look at local sports. We have our Athlete of the Week, the schedule for today, the newest Kansas Wrestling Coaches Association rankings. A popular K-State men's basketball player has been dismissed. And Thursday night football tonight. It's all coming up in the sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Rock Hill sophomore Hallie Meisner has been named the IntoCastSports.com Cunningham Teleporting Cable Athlete of the Week. Meisner helped lead the Rock Hills girls basketball team to their first win of the season Tuesday, beating Lakeside 45-24. She scored a career-high 28 points, added 8 rebounds, 2 steals, and an assist. Meisner scored 20 of her 28 points in the second half with 12 in the third quarter. For the first two games, she's averaging 18 points and 7.5 rebounds, putting up 8 points and 7 boards in a tough season-opening loss at Pike Valley. Her start in the winter season comes on the heels of being a first-team All-Northern Plains League selection in volleyball. She put up a team-high 274 kills for the Lady Grizzlies, hitting 21.5%. She added 316 digs, 392 serves received, 42 blocks, and 41 service aces. Along with her teammates, she also helped lead Rock Hills to a third-place finish at the Home Invitational and in the Northern Plains League Tournament, which were the top finishes in school history in both of those events. And congratulations to Rock Hills sophomore Hallie Meisner, the NCKSSports.com Cunningham Telephoning Cable Athlete of the Week. We need your help in finding the Athlete of the Week. For more information, you can visit NCKSSports.com. We'll announce winners each week. You can nominate an athlete from any school sport. Coming up today, high school basketball continuing the Amos Morris Classic in Russell. Boys consolation semifinals, Smith Center playing Plainville at 5 o'clock, and the girls semi Smith Center against Ellsworth around 6:30 on the championship side of the bracket. Fairfield Falcon Classic, the girls consolation semis, Lincoln taking on Otis Bison at 6 in Langdon, and the boys championship semis, Lincoln against Stafford at 7:30. You can find the full schedule at nckssports.com. We also have high school basketball locker room chats coming up tonight as we chat with the head coaches of St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, beginning around 5:15 on KD Country 94 and also online at katycountry94.com. There's high school wrestling this evening. The Beloit Trojans are hosting Abilene in a duel here this evening, and also the Smith Center girls wrestling team is competing in Colby this afternoon at 3 o'clock. Kansas Wrestling Coaches Association rankings are out for this week as well. Brogan Monty continues to be number one in 3-2-1A boys at the 113-pound weight class for Beloit. 215 pounds, Eli Franklin of Smith Center, number 2. Luke Franklin of Smith Center, number 4, 190 pounds. Team-wise, Hoxie's number 1 in 3-2-1A, Minneapolis, number 7. Girls team, 4-1A, number 1 team in the state is Rossville. You can find the full rankings always at the link at nckssports.com. In college hoops, the Naquan Tomlin saga has come to a screeching halt as K-State Athletics Director Gene Taylor announced on Wednesday evening Tomlin would no longer be able to continue as part of the Wildcats men's basketball team. Tomlin had been indefinitely suspended since an arrest on October 29th for disorderly conduct, brawling, or fighting. Riley County PD says the arrest stemmed from a fine at Tubby Sports Bar in Manhattan. Tomlin applied for a diversion, which was approved by Manhattan Municipal Court, leaving fans wondering why Tomlin was still unavailable. Some fans organized a protest around campus office, urging University President Richard Linton to reinstate Tomlin, as some rumors stated he was the one holding the process back. Instead of a reinstatement, Taylor issued the statement that Tomlin won't return, saying, quote, "We have heard the concerns and questions from K-State fans and friends around Tomlin's indefinite suspension. We know you want answers, but federal privacy laws prohibit the university and K-State athletics from publicly discussing specific information around circumstances like this," unquote. Taylor added, quote, "Allowing for space and time is critical, but in today's digital age, that unfortunately can lead to the spread of rumors and misinformation, and in this case, much of the information on social media is incorrect." Taylor concluded by saying, "This decision was not made lightly by me, but it is a decision warranted by the circumstances that brought it to bear." Tomlin came to K-State from Chipola College in Florida, was a catalyst in helping K-State to the Elite Eight as a junior. He averaged 10.5 points and just under 6 rebounds a game. He was expected to be an even bigger part of Jerome Tang's club this year, but with the incident in late October, he never saw the floor for the Wildcats. The news of Tomlin's removal from the K-State men's basketball team came on the same day it was reported that K-State football offensive coordinator Colin Klein is headed to Texas A&M for the same position. Klein is expected to be one of the highest paid coordinators in the country with the move, and we will continue to follow who his replacement may be. In better news, in Manhattan, the 13th ranked K-State women's basketball team crushed McNeese 101-39 at Bramlage Coliseum Wednesday night. Wildcats jumped down to a 38-4 lead midway through the second quarter. They never looked back. 13 players saw the court for K-State. Gabby Gregory led 4 in double figures with 16 points, surpassing the 1,500-point mark for her career at K-State in Oklahoma. The Wildcats are 8-1, while McNeese fell to 3-6. The KU women also got back on the winning track with a 79-57 win over Houston Christian at Allen Fieldhouse on Wednesday. Houston Christian actually led 23-22 after the first quarter, but it was on Jayhawks from there using a 42-18 run combined in the second and third. Samaya Nichols led 3 in double figures with 20 points as Kansas is now 4-4. Houston Christian dropped to 4-6. Finally, in sports, week 14 of the NFL season begins tonight. The 7-5 Steelers look to keep their position in the playoffs, hosting the 2-10 Patriots. Kickoff at 7:15 tonight on Amazon Prime Video. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katie Country 94 and Z96 Point Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zankers Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.